We are, let us start from Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We had had a different siyurim that a person is permitted to be mabriach meches. And let us start from around 7 lines from the bottom and Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Rabashi Amar B'moiches Goy. That one is permitted to be mavriach meches if the meches belongs to a goy. The meches shah goy, so Rashi says, vein lochosh im goyz loy, heiche deleke chilul Hashem, sheini meivin shezem mechazay. Speaking about a meches, that the meches belongs to a goy, and you're allowed to steal from a goy, if there's no chilul Hashem. This anya, where do we see this? We learned in a baraisa. Yisrael v'goy shabol l'din. Imata yochol zakei say bedina Yisrael. Zakei. Ro'im aloi kach dineinu. If in dine Yisrael, Allah is like the yi, so we tell the goy, well, we're paskening like dine Yisrael. V'amoy loy kach dineinu. Bedine umisailam, zakeyu v'amoyloi kach dinchem. Tell him that's your din, so we pass him like the goyish din. Vim lav. For what if sai in dine Yisrael, sai in dine akum, the yid is chayiv, is boin olov ba'akifin. So Rashi says, Boin olav ba'akifin ba'aliloys ad shepoitrin esa Yisrael. So you see from Rashi, the Baal will understand this later, that if the guy wants to be Teveya from the Yisrael, with Dreidach will pater the Yisrael. Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oymer ain boin olav ba'akifin mibnei Kiddush Hashem. Will not make aliloys als Kiddush Hashem. So Memele, so that is what Rashi said before. Rashi said, by a moiches, meches that belongs to a goy, if he doesn't know that you're mechazev, so Memele, there's no problem of chilul Hashem, and therefore there's mutter. So Rashi said, this is going to follow according to Rabbi Kiva. The whole machloikis is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, if there'll be a chilul Hashem, but if there won't be a chilul Hashem, it's mutter according to everyone. So the Gemara asks for Rabbi Kiva, time adika kiddush Hashem. They only were machmer if there'll be a chilul Hashem, maleke kiddush Hashem. There's no union of kiddush Hashem. Boy, then is boy nolav vakifin. He's also moide. V'gezel ha-goy mishari. You, Rabbi Kiva, do you hold then gezel ha-kam is muta? Rosan Yomer Rabbi Shimon, Dova Zadorish Rabbi Kiva, Kshabo, Mizapirin, Minayin le-gezel goyishu osa. Talmud Loima, it says, by Eved Yisrael, she-nimka la-akum, achrei nimka ge'ula oti yaloi. That you should see, after he sold, that he should be nigel. Zekrashi achi nimka bevedivri nimka lagoi b'shuk mishtoi. Shaloyim shehenu v'yeitze. You should not go and take him away from the goy. Kloyme shaloyitzu beznim yad the goy ela begula. You have to lays him ois from the goy. Yachel yiglem olav. I would think yiglem olav. Sarashi says yachel yaniach as a goy lichpe lahoisim letvay mashalay nasa. Tamaloyma v'chishevim kainayu. Yedagdikim kainayu. So Rashi says that be a havamina that you have to make a gula. So what if the goy will want to make a gula that he should get back more than he paid for the yevet? Litvoya mashaloy nosa. The Mephoshim explained that be a havamina that it says you have to make a gula. And there's a mitzvah to see that an avedivri should not be nitma bein agoyim. So maybe one is mechuyev to even give to the guy more than he paid for him. It says no, that also not. V'chishivim kanei, idagdikim kanei. Let us see what Taisa says. Yachol yiglam ola pesh bekuntris, yachol yiniya hagelichbar lalhaisav al havose, v'litvoy mashalei nosa, v'teima larida ma yitzre kro lahochi, da'otu yafsid v'yoniya chasagay lahatis esatzmoy. Is what kind of havamina would there be that we would permit to do such a thing? Do we let the guy overcharge the geula? He makes the guy like a goylam. They'll say, you know, you remember you bought him for much less. We'll make such a cheshbon. We'll have later in the sugya, if a goy makes a tois, it's muta, but also la toisoi, bemokim shagoy yedeya, shagoyz lavaisa atzmai kilayoda. Tois, goy is only muta if the goy is taken muta. But here the havamin would be the goy, he's under the rishus of the Eden, he knows he doesn't have a fighting chance. So, if the Yid will tell him he really paid $6,000 for him, they'll say, you know, he only gave $4,000, he won't make an asik out of it. So that's really called gezel. So it seems the pasuk is telling us you shouldn't take him out without a gula, and you shouldn't take him out with a lesser gula than the meicha deserves to receive. About Koponim, it says over here that Gezel Akum is also, that was the raya that Rabbi Kiva brought. And before, Rabbi Kiva says that the whole reason that Ein Boin Olav Vakifin is out Kiddush Hashem, but Vaista is out the Gezel, the Kenyan, there's no Gezel whatsoever. Omar Rabbi Yosef Leikasha HaBegoy HaBegel Toisha. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, that's what, here we're speaking about a guy that is being, an eved that is being sold to a ger toish. A ger toish is a kabbal on himself that he won't be an eved of a desore. With other rishonim, he's a kabbal on himself designing mitzvahs. A ger toish, that is a din. Achenim ke gula tiyala, you have to make a proper gula. But that's what Rabbi Kiva said before, Yisrael v'goy shabol l'din, there the whole problem is chil Hashem. They were speaking about a guy, by a guy gezel akum is mutter. And the pasuk is asrin gezel ger teisha. That was Rav Yosef's teret. Om alei Abaye, Abaye es, Rav Yosef, or Tavai Gabi Adodiksis, it says sai by ger teisha, and sai by a guy. It says, loy loch, first it says, when it speaks about a person who is Saicha Bepere Shviyas, so he'll be Nimkal Tayyid. Then it says, even more than that, if we'll continue, not only Leiloch, not only Tayyid, Alulager, Shanem Alager, Vulay Lager Tzedek, Alulager Taisha, Shanem Alager Taisha. Then it says later, Mishpach Hasger, Zehagoy, Shuayma Oileik, Zanimkal Avaydezot. Al Koponim, the holding of Gula Tiyaloy, Mechishivim Keneo, was said, Afilu Bayagoy. So we're back to the Stirin Rabbi Kiva. Elo Marove Loikashe, Kan Bigzeiloy, Vekan Bavkos Alvosoy. Let us see what Rashi says. Ger Toyshe Veinoivid Avedizore, Vahichon Neveilais. Vloy Locha Elolagir, Vloy Locha Elolagir, Vikdushin He, Obeelchim, Kama kosha avko shal shviyas, the easy averes, the small averes of shviyas. Odom shenaisim venaisim bepeire shviyas, saif meicher es atzmai, shenema vanim ka loch, and it won't end with that loy loch, elo leger. Lavei dezor atzma, lach tabeitz, melishev mayim. Bakulu koi gula ti aloi, alma gezel goi osa. So we have now a stir in Rabbi Kiva. So, Abaye answered, Rav answered, Leikasha kam begzeilei vekam beavkos avosei. She'ein goizel mamish miyodoi, he's not taking away his money. Shari kileke chilul Hashem. That means, we want to fend for Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, when there's no chilul Hashem, there's a het a gezel. That's only a gezel of kos alvosoi. That means he's not paying up what he owes him. But not taking away money from a goy. Such a gezel is taka also. No, that what Rabbi Kiva said, that the whole time it's also Zatz Kiddush Hashem, not Zatz Gezel, they were speaking about, we want the pater, the yid, to pay up that what he owes the goy. And that is taka muta. That is not called gezel. And it's meirdik meduyik. Rashi says, and avkuf yid gimel omet aleph. The bottom line, boin olav vakifin ba'alilis akshe poitren esa yisrael. We're speaking about not to be mighty moment from the goy, to be mighty moment from the goy, chas v'sholom, that's gezelakim. Gezelakim is also. No, to pater the yid from paying up what he owes the goy, that is of course avosoi. And of course avosoi is muta by a goy. Shein goy zamamish miyod ishori ki leke chilu Hashem. Ki goy, what's the case? What would be the case? Keiche de toin lei li yoyrish nesatim lo vicho umeis. That means a yoyrish is bringing a yid. A yoyrish of a goy is bringing a yid to court. They should pay up the chayiv that he borrowed from his father. And the yid tells him, I paid your father. So there, if he doesn't know, so there's no chilul Hashem, and I'm not taking money away from him, I'm just not paying up what I owe to him. So that is mutter. And now that what Rav Ashi said, that avroches meches is mutter, avikav kos avos, it's also the same thing, it's money that is owed to the meiches. So if I don't pay up the chiyuv, that is called, avkos halvo. I just like to mention two things. Later we'll see in Avkuf Yudal, this Amashmois of Taisus like this, but Chedushi Rav Shimon, in the beginning of Avakame, and Shari Yoshi, and other Achayinim, the Chazaynish, they all say that of course, halvo that is mutter by a goy means as follows. There's a mirdike shitas hayireim. Shitas hayireim, the Magen Avraham brings down that even though, if according to the Madyama Gezel, akum is mutter, so pshat is, one is permitted to steal from a goy. But the mammon still belongs to the goy. That means it's still the goy's, it's not the yid's, it's not the gazlan's. And therefore, if another person will steal it from the yid, he can also steal it. It doesn't belong to the yid. It's not his. And the guy can steal it back also. The holding gezel akam muta means the maisek zeila. There's no issa for making a maisek zeila. But al kolponim, it doesn't become in mumminess, it still remains the guy. So Rab Shimon says, that what we say, if gezel akam is also, so means you're not allowed to steal from a guy. But al koponim havkos al vosoi, that is mutter, means the same thing. That means the chayv is a chayv. If you borrowed from the guy, you still owe the guy. But you're not mechuyif to pay him up, but you still owe him. There's a merdik in afkamina. What'll be if the guy will be megayir himself? So then you're mechuyif to pay him. If the whole heter of havkos al vosoi is, I'm not mechuyif to pay up the chayv I owe to the guy, but you still owe it to the guy. You owe it to the guy, but you're not mechuyev to pay it. And Rashi says, Avrochas HaMechas is also the same thing. That means a person who if we have a meches that belongs to a guy, some amela, I'm not mechuyev to pay him that what I owe him. Avikav ko salvos. Amalei Abaye, Eved Ivri, Havkos Alvosayu. So Abaye Esta Kashi Tarove. If you say Havkos Alvo is Mutter, so we're back with a problem. So why does it say you can't take away the Eved from the Goy? The Emerson, a Goy is not Koinayit. Atam Koinimahem, Behem Enam Koinimikem. So a goy is not kind of the yid. No, pshat is when a goy purchases the yid, it's like a halva. I'm lending you money, and you have to pay me back with avoida, with work. So when I'm taking the emet away from the goy, it's hafko salvo. So if it's hafko salvo, so memele, so why is it also? Rabbi Kiva said that this is also minayin. Rabbi Kiva said that this is a gezel goy and it's us. If you tell me there's no is a gezel by chayves, so memele, there's no is a gezel by chayves. So by taking away the evidence, I'm just not paying up the chayv. So why is it also? Let us see what Rashi says. Of course, Avosayhu shelvo al avaydosay. He lent him to get paid with avaydah. Rafilochim abakiva lo yetze al kochay. He shouldn't take him away al kochay the goyse. Is he of course avos also wasa? So the Moran says, Ravala taimed oma rova evadiv rigufa koni. What does this mean? Gufa koni ko sheshonim benimso shegozloi mamish. The Mephoshim Amavaya, it's not the Gufay Koni of an Ebeknani, but he's Koni La'avoide. Al Koponim, he has a Kinyan in him La'avoide. So Memele, so by taking away the Eved from him Balkoche, this is a Gezel. So Memele, so now we know Pshat, and the two Rabbi Kivas, Rabbi Kiva holds, of course, Avo is Mutter, and therefore, if there's no Chilul Hashem, one is permitted to not pay up chayves that one owes to a goy. But Eved Divri is the, since the goy has a kinyan abdus in him, it's koni loy lavoide, so then one is not permitted to take away the Eved from the goy, bal kochay of the goy. Omar Reb Shimon Chaside, Gezel agoy also, aveidosoi muteres. Aber aveidis akum is muter. Gzeile also, domar afunem minayim le gezel agoy shu also, shenem avachaltas kolam mishar shem lekech anoysen loch. Bizman shein misurim biyotcho, vloi bizman shein misurim biyotcho. So the Yamshel Shleime says, what does that mean, Misurim Biyotcha? So Yamshel Shleime says, Kleima, Shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lihilochem Bahem, Ida Tzemachemes Mitzvah, Eifimu, Eifilu Milchemes Rishus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosel Lecho Rishus, Lihilochem, Im Kol Eibeichem Yisovet. So V'achalto, when as V'achalto, as Kolam Imon, he allowed to take away that what the Amim have. If it's Asher Hashem Alekech Anoysen Lecho, Bizman Shem Yisrum Biyotcha, the Rabbi Yisrum said, you'll have to have Muhammad with them. If you'll have to have Muhammad, you'll have to take away what they possess. But V'loi Bizman Sheinem Yisrum Biyotcha. But Bizman Sheinem Yisrum Biyotcha, so then Gezel Akum is also. Avei Dose Muteres, Lama Rav Choma Baguyim Arav, Minayim avedes agoishi muteres, shenema, v'chol avedes ochichom. When it says the mitzvah of a Shabbos avedes, it says avedas ochichom. Aveda v'yit, lochicha atamachzel, v'yatamachzel legoim, but there's no chiv ha-shovet to agoim. V'rek the gemore v'eime hani mili heiche de lo yose li yode. Maybe the whole meal of achicha v'loy goy means that the yid didn't pick it up. The yid didn't pick it up. There's no mitzvah hashoveh. He's not mechuyev to be meishiv to the goy. לאי מחייב לדורי פסרו, אבל היך את האוסר ליודי אימא להדרו, but maybe when he got it already, there's מחויב to return it. אמר רבינו, מצוסה דעשוי ליודי משהו. Matzosa means that not only is there not a chiyuv to be meishivit, that afilu when you took it, you can keep it. So that is pshat in this memre, that even though gezel akum is also, I mean this akum is mutter, and you're allowed to keep it. Now I saw in Dvayakiv, it brings down from the Gdoyle Achoinim, Vyeska Kashe, so fine. If we hold that Gezel, Ravot Gezel Akum, Afuna Hold Gezel Akum is also, and Avedis Akum is Mutter. So if a Goy lost something, it's Mutter. You're allowed to keep it. What if he holds Gezel Akum is Mutter? So why do you need a Posik to tell me that Avedis Akum is Mutter? So one of the tirutzim is that if we will say that Gezel Akum does not become Shaloi, but Avedis Akum will become Shaloi. That was Nitaisif from Matzosa Dasar Liyodei Mashme, that when you took it, you can keep it. So some Achloikis, a place when this Parakabona, they want to say, Yo, Gezel Akum is also, that's the Gili Yakov. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanya Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoy Roima, b'mokim shiyesh chilul Hashem, afilu avidos ayosa, but if there'll be a chilul Hashem, he says, so then you're not allowed to keep that beta. Omar Shmuel ta'usoy muteres. Ta'usoy is muter. And before we start the sugya of Tois Akum, I would like to read a chelek of the Lashon of the Be'er HaGoylem in Simen Shin Mem Ches. Be'er HaGoylem says as follows. He first brings down the Shittas HaRambam, that you're not allowed to be Mate HaGoy, not like to say Rishonim in this. And he ends up saying as follows, Ba'ani kaysev zois l'dayreis, shere'isi rabim godlu ve'ishiru min toy shehitu ha'akum, v'loi hitzlichu v'yordu nechseim l'timoy, v'loi hinichu achayim broche, כמו שכוסו בספר חסידים סימן טוב טוב רשע עם דלת, and the ספר חסידים says, רבים אשר קיצו השם, והחזירו תויס אקום בדובו חושב, גודלו והשירו, והצליחו, וניחו ישרום לאוילוליהם. So it brings down those that were matagoyim all the money they lost. And those who returned toys, Akam, Apilu, the guy himself made the toys, Godlu, Veishiru, Veitzlichu, Venichu, Yisram, Loilaleya. I once heard a psamaisa from, there was once a businessman that realized that, the guy made a toys in $10,000, and, he came to a rock, Lamaisa, He didn't have children. And the Rav told him to return it to the Goy, and he said, we can rely on the Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says that those who were his zero toy sa'akum davachoshu, godlo v'shiru v'tzlichu v'nicho yischam le'laleim, so vayis toysta will have children also, the kachoya, this person was eichen, zara shal kayoma. Al kaponim, but now that's a shtikal akdoma to the sugya which we're going to learn. Omar Shmuel Ta'usay Muteres Kihod Shmuel Zovan Migoi Lakno De Davo b'mar da parsala. A guy sold him a golden mizrak, it was a golden keli, that's what does Rashi say, and a golden mizrak, mizrak shalzov becheskash shal nechayshet. The guy thought it was nechayshet, it was brass, it was copper, and so Mamela, that was one toy, so Mamela he sold it to him for the price of copper. Bidalat zuzi, they charged him dalat zuzi. The avla lei chad zuzi, and Shmuel was mavliya chad zuzi. So let us see Rashi. The ivla lei zuzi, v'oy tois acheret, she'itev zuz midomo, v'ito b'cheshben shalokach gimul b'mokim dalat. So here, from Rashi we see, that Rashi Shita is that Tois Akum is not only when the guy made a Tois, but I'm allowed to be mad to him also. That means he charged him 4 zuz, and Shmuel gave him 3 zuz. And it seems the guy was not too good in arithmetic, and Lamai says he took 3 zuz. So from the Rashi we see that one is Mutter Lahatois Esa Akum, that's Shita's Rashi. The Rambam is chaylik on Rashi. The Rambam holds that you can't be mata goy. If he made a mistake, you're not mechuyiv to correct it. That's tois akum. Now to be mata. So how did the Rambam learn pshat? Ba'av lo leichad zuze. So the other rishonim learn ba'av leichad zuze means not he gave him a zuz less, he gave him a zuz more. He gave him a zuz more. That means he made 4 zuz and he gave him 5 zuz. I gave him 5 zuz, so the guy thought, let me run out of here quick. He gave me 5 zuz before he chaps the mistake he made, so I'm going to finish the seisik, so let me go away. So he went away with the 5 zuz, and Shmuel went with the, it was Zov, and he thought it was, that's how the Rambam was on Shpshat the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi, the previous Rashi, Ta'usai. So Rashi Ushitosa, he says, two cheshbonos. Ho yachayev goy li Yisrael v'to b'cheshbon. The goy was chayev li Yisrael v'to b'cheshbon. And what happened? He overpaid him. So I'm allowed to keep it. And there could be that the lumdus this din, that it's mutter, it's like a Vedas akum. That means, what's the chilek if he lost it and I found it, or if he gave it to me not realizing that the mistake that he's making. So it could be tos akum falls into the gather of a Vedas akum, which is mutter. Then Rashi says, that's what oy shiv liyoy. Or Rashi learns pshat that he paid him less. The leke chilul Hashem. Now this inyan of hivliyoy. The Amshe Shleimer says that the heter of this is to be matem bekavone. Is this is a gedah of hafkos halvosai? It means like this: to be matem him, he should give me more. That Rashi never said his mutter. That means like this. There were, let's talk about this case. In this case, there were two to'usim. One to'us, the guy sold them a golden keli, and the guy was under the impression it was a cliche on the chosh. It's fine. So that, the guy made a to'us. I mean, I didn't tell him anything. The guy told me it's a cliche on the chosh to sell. He's giving it to me. So there, this is similar to a Veda cycle. I mean, good, he made a toys, he's giving it to me, as a clean nechayshis. So that's how the Rav made this act. Now, Shmuel made a second thing. He told him, I owe you 4 zuz. He gave him 3 zuz. Now, this 3 zuz that he gave him, here the heter is, the Amshe Shlomi says, al tafkos al vosay. That means, you sold it to me, I owe you money. I'm not stealing from you. You sold it to me, now I have to pay you. So I have to pay you 4 zuz. I'm only paying you 3 zuz. So if you don't chap the cheshbin, so this falls into the gather of hafkos avosay, I'm not paying you completely what I owe you. This is not gezelakum. Gezelakum means I'm not stealing from you. That way you gave me a golden keli, you gave it to me. That I'm innocent. That was your mistake. That's like a medesakum. But now I owe you money. Maybe I have to pay you, so I owe you money. So just like hafkos alvos mutter, that means that I borrowed money from you, I'm not mechuyif to pay you, even though I owe you. So here also, I'm mechuyif to pay you for zuz, that was the agreement, and I'll give you less. And if there's no chilul Hashem, it will be mutter. Rav Kahana Zovan Migoi Meya Ve'eslim Chavyosa Ve'meya. The here, this guy had problems in counting, and he told him he's selling him 100 chavyasin, and he really sold him, he gave him 120. He gave him 120 chavyasin, the guy was under the pressure, he was 100. V'ivla le'chad zuzeh, here again we have v'ivla le'chad zuzeh, so we have here this two pshotim, but he gave him extra zuz, that so she went away and not recount the chavyasin, or there's a second Torosako. Nom alei chazid aloch kosemichta. Now, Rav Kahane, as Rashi says, two pshatim. One pshat is very understandable. That's why we passed him like this pshat. Rav Kahane, he told him he's buying a hundred chavisim. And Lamaise, he gave him 120 chavisim. Fine. So Rav Kahane told him, chazid aloch kosemichta. In the meantime, I don't have time to count. It's 100? He says, fine. So Memele, so that's Anias Navshi Hitzalti, that means he told them, Klo, I'm relying on you, don't rely on me that I should count it over. I'm relying, you say it's 100? Takel, I believe you. So Memele, so this takes away the Chilul Hashem. So a little later the guy will ever find out it's 120, but Afkana told him that I'm relying on you, so Memele, so therefore he shouldn't have any tainus on Rav Kahane. Let us see what Rashi says. The Omar Rav Kahane Lagoy Chazid Aloch Samichna Eini Moina Oisam. I'm not counting them. Kedei Loitzi Atzmi Menachsha Lishnachine Goy Omar Leil Rav Kahane Chazid Aloch Samichna Zu Shamati. Means Rashi holds like this. Heard this, but not Rashi holds like this. The second pshat that I saw they bring down from the Lechem Abirim, but the guy is telling him, listen, I didn't have time to count it. I'm relying on you. And Rav Kahane said, okay. Rafal P came, he took 120, even though the guy, the Dabmach was 100. So I saw they bring that, I don't have a Lechem Abirim, but they bring that from the Lechem Abirim, according to this Lashon, even though there'll be a Chilul Hashem, it'll also be Mutter. I mean, because the guy told them clearly, I'm relying on you. So then we have to understand, we had before a memre that Avedis Akum, the Pinchas Ben Yor said, the Pinchas V'yorimah, v'mokim sheshchil Hashem, afilo avidosa yotze. But Avedis Akum is also v'mokim sheshchil Hashem. So now we have to understand, so why Tos Akum is better? Why is Tos Akum better than Avedis Akum? But Al Kaponim with him, according to this Loshon, Tois Akum is better. Ravine Zovan Dikla, Ihu V'goy L'Tzalcha. Ravine purchased Beshutvis together with a goy, a dekel to chop it in pieces. Amalei L'Shamai, some Amela Isai told his Mishoritz. So they chopped it, they chopped down the dekel. Now when you chop down a dekel, the trunk of the dekel is thicker on the bottom and thinner on the top. So he told his Mishoris, Kodam va'aisi mi'ikroi, bring me the thick pieces from the bottom of the deco. The guy minyona yoda. The guy just knows that how many, that means it was chopped up into 20 pieces, so the guy knows that I take 10 and he takes 10. But he won't make a cheshbon with the thicker ones and the thinner ones, so he told them, you take the thick ones.
go early Magdim and take the Sikwa. Let's see what Rashi says, and then we'll come back. Utzolcha levakeya, mikroi, poskis, the cut pieces, shal tzata ika kach letzolchi, shehin ovim, they're the thick ones. The goy minyana yoda, minyan hapsokim mono, he's going to count the cut pieces, avalei nosa neinov, kamadakim yesh, vikamagasim yesh, he doesn't chap which are the thick ones and the thin ones. Now this is a shver gemara. This gemara is shver because here they ask a kasha, here is gezalakim. Here this is not torosakim. That means that he sent in his mishachas. Let's say they have vishutvis. So they cut up into 20 pieces. Now between you and me, there's 10 thick pieces and 10 thin pieces. So let's say Ravashi should have gotten, Ravine should have gotten 5 thick and 5 thin. And let's say Ravine took the 10 thick ones. He took his 10, he's been over 10 thin ones. I took 10, you take 10. So Lamaisa they should him. So this is Mamish Gezalakim. This is called Gezalakim. He's taking something which belongs to the guy. Cannot the guy made a toys, nothing. He just took what rightfully belongs to the guy. So this is Akasha. So the Miri says, they're normally shutvim are not makpid, they're moichel, they don't measure each piece, the thickness of each piece. That's what the Miri says. Rabbi Zalman brings down, Mrs. Zalman says like this, that when he took, let's say that Ravina took, there were 10 thick pieces. So let's say Ravina took 5 thick pieces, which he's entitled to take. 5 thick pieces, I mean, there's 10 thick pieces, 10 thin pieces. He took 5 thick pieces, which he's entitled to take. And later, when it came to the chalukah, now we have 15 pieces left. We have 15 pieces left. There were 20 pieces. He took 5 thick pieces, and there are 15 left. Now, the 5 he took, he needed before. When by these 15 pieces, he went over to the guy. He says, you know, you divide it the way you want. That's what he told the guy. Told the guy, you divide it the way you want. So the guy was very, well, fine, he divided the way he wants. So he took a, so they divided the thick pieces also equally. The guy didn't ask him, you took, so he says, I took only 5 pieces, the rest you divide the way you want. So if the guy would have asked him, what kind did you take? So he would tell him, I took 5 thick pieces. He didn't ask it. He says, well, there's 15 left, I'll divide. So I'll divide it equally. So then this is called tois akum, not gesel akum, because it means if he would have taken all the thick pieces, but like a gesel akum. He left over, there were 10 thick pieces, he took 5. So 5 he's entitled to take, l'chola deis. In the chalukah vayter, he said after the goy, you take, I took 5 ready, and you take yours, and we'll divide the rest together. And he knew the goy won't be medayik with the thick and thin, so memela, he ended up with these thick. Rav Ashi ava ka'ozul be'uter, Ravashi was going bederech, choze shivshe de gufne de toli lebami pardesa. He saw zmeires of a geffen that was hanging outside of the pardesa in the Rishusaram. The toli bought kitufa de invi and was hanging clusters of grapes. Omalei l'shamai zil choze. Go look, either goy ninu, I see. If it's a goys, bring it. It was Idi Yisrael ninu loy aisili. If it belongs to Yid, don't bring it. Shoma hu goy davi yosi bepardese. Now it seems that Ravashi said this pretty loud to his mishores. There was a goy inside the pardes. Oma lei, the goy shori? Tell me pshat what you said. He said, if it's a goyish, you should take it. Amalei, goy shokol dami, Yisrael shokol dami. So he said, I know a goy is maskim to sell. So I meant to tell that if it's a goyish, you should take it, then we'll pay the goy. If it's a yid doesn't, not maskim to sell it. He wants it for himself. So then he shouldn't take it. Let us see Rashi. Shivshe Zmeiris, Ktufi Eshkeilais. Let us see Taisvis. Hachi kamine ida goi nino, nira l'rishe keino yedate mitchila, k'mayshei shev l'goi. Loi k'mayshei yagoi sa, but Taki meant it that way. This wasn't Taka Dreidel. He meant it that way. Dim keino yesei vid gesel goi muta. Because if he Taki meant differently, so he holds gesel hakem as muta, Dein chilek ben gneva le gzeilet de gnevi ke chil Hashem she yed le b'soy. Now this the Yamsha Shlomi says he doesn't understand why chil Hashem comes in over here. That if Gezel Hakem is also, Gezel Hakem is also the Gezel Sheboy. And he says, the Rosh Taka says there's no chilek ben gneva and gzeilet doesn't mention this vote of chil Hashem. Samadoy, if Gezel Hakem is also, so gneva Hakem is also the gnevi Sheboy. Bechol hana shmaitli yaisel hana da'asa gezel agoi, le'maisi tanoi de mekabo de shali. So memele, so Taisu says, take, Ravine, take, Ravashi, take meant what he said, because if he take meant to take it without paying for it, so then it would be gezel akum, and arsug yohol, the gezel akum is also.